Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A1 Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. Tomorrow is the 2025 NBA draft. The Washington Wizards will be on the clock for pick number 6, and then again for pick 18. The NBA has decided to make this year's NBA draft, and probably for the foreseeable future, two nights, back-to-back. Wednesday, first round, round 2 on Thursday. Time to give you the latest NBA mock draft ahead of tomorrow's draft here on The Fast Break with AWOD.
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from three.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the Fast Break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So tomorrow's 2025 NBA draft will begin with the Dallas Mavericks on the clock. Somehow, dum-dum Nico Harrison lucked into the number one overall pick after trading his franchise's best player, Luka Doncic, to the LA Lakers. So Dallas lucked into getting number one, and they will select Cooper Flagg. San Antonio lucked into getting number two, and all reports are that they will select Rutgers freshman Dylan Harper. We all thought at number three would be Ace Bailey. Ace has canceled his workout with the Philadelphia 76ers, and now they are rumored to select VJ Edgecombe out of Baylor. At four, the Charlotte Hornets like Trey Johnson. At five, the Utah Jazz will take a shot on Duke small forward Con Knipple. At number six, the latest mock drafts have Washington selecting Rutgers freshman Ace Bailey. If Bailey falls all the way to this spot, it won't be because of his talent. Well, because his representation forced his way here. A lot of people believe he's a top three prospect, a jumbo wing, high-level athlete, tough shot maker, but refusing to work out with Philadelphia or Charlotte have people thinking he's forcing his way to Washington. Last year, Alex Saar kind of forced his way to Washington, refusing to work out with the Atlanta Hawks. I'm going to tell you right now, I think Ace Bailey is going to be much better than both Zachary Richichet and Alex Saar, who went 1-2 last year. Ace Bailey would have gone number one last year. And if I were the GM selecting number one overall, I would take Ace Bailey over Cooper Flagg. I think he's got more potential. Here's what I love about Ace Bailey. The ceiling is through the roof. He can be LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Brandon Ingram, all rolled into one. Oh, he canceled a workout. Who cares? Because he doesn't want to go to a team that already has a 1A, an alpha. He wants to be the dog, the man that walks in the building in Washington, D.C., and leads this franchise from irrelevant to back to maybe the promised land, at least back to the postseason. There's just too much to like about his game offensively. He can score with a limited amount of dribbles. There's no shot selection on the court that he doesn't love. He can hit from anywhere. Super athletic. I think that's a sneaky part of his game that's underrated. He's listed at 6'8", 6'9". I think his wingspan's almost 7 foot, so you're looking at a guy that's dribbling the rock with his shoes on at like 6'10", dunking on people. I see a Kevin Durant in his offensive game. I see a chase down block like a LeBron James. I think he can do everything on the basketball court when he tries. And maybe that's the issue. And Rutgers, the coaching staff, they couldn't get him to try hard enough, because this is what we're dealing with in the NIL and college portal. They threw a big bag of money at him to get him to Rutgers. Already enough that he could pay for his family and friends to get a nice household. And so did he really care all that much last season, or was he focusing on his goal, his dream of making it to the NBA? And so every single year you have guys that hype up a prospect and then they tear them down as we get close to the NBA draft. And this year, that's Ace Bailey, who went from a number two overall prospect to now there's some mock drafts that don't even have him going in the top 10. That's ludicrous. I mean, that's insane thinking right there, to take a guy that scored 39 points in a college basketball game, 37, 30, went over 20 points consistently last year for a Rutgers team that wasn't great, but they're playing against NBA talent in that conference. I just think the offensive game is what I've fallen in love with Ace Bailey. And I believe, first off, I don't believe they're playing defense in the NBA at all. And number two, I believe you can actually coach defense. You can't coach the type of talent that Ace Bailey has. You can't coach a guy to take two dribbles and rise over a seven-footer and knock it down in his face. That's what Ace Bailey can do. You know, he comes from an area where he worked hard to get where he's at, and you could tell he grinded, and you could tell that he accomplished everything that he wanted to accomplish by getting to Rutgers, and now it's the next step. Can he become a perennial all-star in the NBA? I see that in his future. I think Ace Bailey is your NBA Rookie of the Year. I think Ace Bailey can score more than 15 points a game for the Washington Wizards as probably their starting power forward this year. He's going to be able to spread the floor with his outside shot, but I think you're going to be obsessed with his athletic ability driving the basket when you watch him play in the NBA next season. It's athletic finishes. It's above the rim. It's under the rim with reverses. He's even got like a nice mid-range floater. He could score. There's no place on the NBA court that this man can't score the ball. And that's why this is a blessing in disguise for Washington, that should have had a top three pick fall into number six. But all of a sudden, one of the top three prospects from this year's draft, and a guy that I'm guaranteeing would have gone number one overall last year, can be selected at number six. You do not find talent like that with upside like his at number six overall. This is a guy that would have gone top three in most drafts. And because he canceled a workout, his agent is forcing his way to a team where he can be the star. That's not going to happen in Dallas with Kyrie Irving. It's not going to happen in San Antonio with Victor Wembanyama. It's not going to happen in Philly with Joel Embiid. That's why Washington is the right destination. Brian Windhorst chimes in on why he thinks Ace Bailey has been falling in latest mock drafts.
Every year there's a dangerous prospect in the draft, at least one. He's a dangerous prospect because he's obviously incredibly talented. You draft him, it could be a grand slam. You pass on him, and somebody else drafts him, and you might have it all over your face. You draft him and it doesn't work out because of these are concerns, that could get you fired. He is a classic situation of, and that's why I think the team that gets him will be a team with a general manager who is very safe in his job, who says, trust me, I believe in this player, and that's what I would be watching for on draft night.
I mean, everything about that just screams Washington Wizards, right? A GM that's very comfortable in his position. Michael Winger and Will Dawkins aren't going anywhere. Ted Leonsis has fully put the faith in them. He trusts their rebuild process. Otherwise, they wouldn't have lasted after losing 60-plus games, right? So the Wizards general manager in the position to take a risk like this, and you just heard from Winners, he is a dangerous prospect, because if you do not select him, you could be out of a job when a team behind you makes the playoffs with him leading the way. Sometimes you got to swing for the fences. Sometimes you got to take risks. Sometimes the middle of the lane is wide open and you can dunk the basketball. Ace Bailey is the pull-up three. And you know what? 3 points are greater than two. I'm taking a shot at a guy that has superstar potential rather than a guy that I think can be a solid role player on a playoff team. I'm telling you, I don't just say LeBron James, Kevin Durant for no reason when I'm talking about Ace Bailey. You watch the highlights yourself, you'll be blown away. Biff, you watched about 30 minutes of Ace Bailey highlights right there. You couldn't turn it off after I went on my rant.
Absolutely not. I mean, the kid's athletic. The kid's got, like you said, tough shot making. And I watched him at Rutgers. It's tough because, like you said, I mean, Rutgers did not have the season that they were supposed to have. But, I mean, Ace Bailey, genuinely, 17 points a game, 8 rebounds a game, consistent, right? It wasn't like, oh, he had, 40 points 4 times and he had 10 points another time. He was consistent. He was consistent. I do worry about his bad shot selection sometimes, but it's the NBA.
I mean, Kevin Durant takes bad
That's
shots.
That's what I'm saying. And listen,
Jason Tatum takes bad shots.
What did Jordan say? You miss all the shots you don't take.
Yeah.
And so and he takes that and he strives, right? And so I like, and especially at 6, and like you said, at 6, and you have the chance at Ace Bailey. If the Wizards do not pick Ace Bailey at 6, I will stop becoming a Wizards fan, genuinely.
I'm also going to double down on this. Rutgers at 8-12 in the Big Ten. It's not as horrible of a season as everybody's saying. Penn State was worse. And look, they stole our coach, right? Rutgers plays against Indiana, Oregon, Illinois, UCLA. Oh, yeah, the top 5 teams were all in the top 20. Michigan State, Maryland. He played one of his best games against Michigan,
yep.
Wisconsin, Purdue. And so all of this talk that, oh, well, they had 2 of the top 5 players in that are going to be drafted in the NBA, but Rutgers was below 500. Well, yeah, because it just doesn't work to pay guys millions of dollars to get to come to your team, and then you get them for 1 year. 1, they don't have chemistry. 2, do they really care that much? And 3, like I just said, the Big Ten, underrated in my mind as a conference as a whole, especially with the additions of like USC. You can't sleep on Iowa. That's a good basketball school. Like I said, Penn State has at least a good coaching staff right now. So Rutgers at 8-12, I don't think it's like the worst red flag of all time for don't draft this guy because his team was awful.
I'm really happy that you said that because no one really understands, because I'm a Big Ten watcher. I'm a Maryland fan. We're Maryland fans. Like, the Big Ten's a tough conference, man.
Right.
They're tough. They make, like, you the first, the teams are like 5, 6, 7. They're in the NCAA tournament. And then you got to think about, oh, away games, too. They played some tough away games. They played tournaments. They played Texas A&M. We watched some of the highlights. Rutgers had a tough schedule because of what they thought they could be. And in college basketball, if you do not have that experience, which is almost impossible nowadays, if you do not have experience, you can't win games. You can't have that Duke team with Zion, RJ, and Cam again. You can't have that. And there's a reason why they lost to Cassius Winston and Michigan State, because of experience. So I always knew that Rutgers wasn't going to be this team that everyone sought out. I thought they would be better for sure. But again, that doesn't say anything about what Ace Bailey did as a freshman at Rutgers and what he could be in the NBA.
Red flags. He doesn't like to defend. He was lazy at times. And Rutgers had a bad record.
I
could find a million green flags.
I like those red flags.
I could find a million green flags for this kid. I think my favorite thing is that the game he had 37 points, he did it in less than 15 dribbles.
Yeah.
In the NBA, unless you're SGA, you can't just pound the rock into the ground.
Well, you were watching him, and it's like you said, 3 dribbles. He gets to a spot, which is insane, because especially in college, people are working hard, especially on the defensive end. He takes 3 dribbles. He's exactly where he wants to be. He likes that mid-range pull-up game, but he's got a little floater game too as well.
I'm not going to say he's going to get to this level, but I see visions of Kevin Durant, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, and the fact that this kid has confidence in his 2 or 3 dribble moves to get an open look. And in the NBA, when you can do that, you can be a 25-point-per-game scorer easily. I'm going Ace Bailey at number 6 overall. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910, The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, meet the crew. It's AWOD and friends. We got Stubb running the ones and twos, Christopher Carlson, and Griffin is our intern for the summer. We call him Biff. But Stubb, I do have a movie review for you. I know excited. That'll get you excited. Did you go out and see anything new over the weekend?
No, I was at the beach all weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But usually at the beach, if there's any rain, I like to go to a movie.
No rain.
No rain?
No rain. It was a perfect 3 days.
Man.
Yeah, lucked out.
Hopefully this week can continue to be no rain. I know it's like extremely hot today.
Yeah, I'd like that to calm
but
down.
But as long as there's no rain, just rain always ruins my mood. So wanted to give a movie review here as the lead story on Netflix.
Netflix, the best of streaming services, TV, movies, books, podcasts, and more. We've got you covered on Netflix.
All right, Stubby, Stub, Stubbs, I watched the first of a horror trilogy that is in the news right now.
Okay. Oh, the 28. Yep.
28 later. I guess that's what you'd call it, the 28
later,
trilogy.
So
28 Days Later is the first movie. For some reason, I had thought that the second one was called 28 Months Later, and last night I was searching for it and couldn't find it.
Well,
it's just called 28 Weeks Later.
That would make sense. Yeah.
And then the newest one is 28 Years Later.
So we don't know what happened 28 months later.
Yeah. So is that in theaters right now?
Yeah. It came out on the last weekend.
Did you see it?
No.
I watched it.
So you went and saw it.
Oh, I didn't win. I got a little pirated movie.
This guy.
Oh, you watch a cam?
We support local,
did you,
Biff.
Did you support local?
I was at
Biff.
The river, and my friend was like, yo, we got to watch this movie.
You were at the river?
At the river?
Yeah.
What?
Well, lights off, pitch black.
Like on a phone?
No, on the TV. We had like Google on the TV, and I just looked up a pirated website.
At the river?
At the river.
Oh, like at a river house?
Yeah, river house. No, I wasn't like on the river.
I thought you were at like Texas Beach with some dude's iPad.
I wasn't on the river on my phone.
That's when I say I'm at the river, I mean the James River.
No. We're at Tappahannock.
You watched a dude's like film cam recording.
It was
of the
definitely
movie.
it was a weird filter.
Did you get the weird gambling ad in the middle?
No ads.
Chinese
good.
Subtitles?
No, it was.
I always get that.
Yeah, it was a weird filter, and sometimes you could see the producer walk in front of the camera.
I don't think it's the producer.
Yeah, it's the guy
it's
sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
That could be.
All right. So you saw 28 Years Later.
Yes.
Have you seen 28 Days Later and 28 Weeks Later?
Absolutely not.
I mean, I don't understand.
Why did you
this
put that
generation.
On? No, you know I'm not
we're
like
losing,
this.
We're losing recipes.
You know I'm not like that.
You have to go in order.
No. Crazy,
we
Biff.
Looked it what up. Is, we looked it up. We said, you have to understand the story.
Why,
and it said,
why
no.
were you so yeah. desperate
he,
to
is,
watch this
he
movie?
The trailer
AI.
Looks sick. The trailer looks sick. That's
right.
what it was.
Have you seen Fast and Furious?
I have.
Do you watch those out of order?
You can watch those out of order. Those don't matter.
Honest, do you want the honest answer? Because absolutely. Like,
you
I don't
have
think I've
to
watched
watch
five.
Horror trilogies set 26 years apart in order. Oh, my goodness. All right. So here's my review of 28 Days Later.
Years or days? No,
28
days.
Days Later. All right. So I saw the original. It was very exciting. I felt like a lot of movies. So this movie came out in 2002. Horror sci-fi. If you haven't seen it, basically these monkeys are infected, and the infected chimps lead to a virus spreading around the globe or maybe just in London, you don't know, and everybody kind of turns into these zombies. And the lead character is Jim, played by Cillian Murphy. And
Oppenheimer.
It's really cool because it's almost like the director put faith in the fact that Murphy would be a star 20 years later, and he is. I mean, he is. He's a star now. I think Peaky Blinders probably got him the spotlight,
yeah,
right?
For sure. Yeah, got him. Sure. And then Oppenheimer put kind of made him household.
I was surprised to see Brendan Gleeson in it. I really do like him, even though I don't love some of his Irish movies. What was the one I didn't like, Stubb? The one where they're running around Ireland and
you didn't like Banshees of Inisherin?
Yeah, no, did not like that one.
What a great movie that
is. No,
not
the one where the buddy gets mad at him, he starts cutting off his
fingers.
They
stop being friends, and an incredible
truly,
film.
Truly did not care about that film at all.
Unbelievably well.
But I do like Brendan Gleeson. Anyway, 28 Days Later starts off with I'm always, Biff, in my movie reviews, I have a 15-minute rule, all right? Okay. If the first 15 minutes aren't good, I'm not sticking with it. Because I truly feel like great cinema has a good opening scene that grips you and gets you interested in watching the rest of the movie. I hate a slow burn that it's like you watch 60 minutes before you even get to plot point. So
I can understand that.
First 15 minutes were an A+ in my mind. You have the monkey revolt, and then the virus gets spreaded. Then all of a sudden, Cillian Murphy wakes up in a hospital, and he's walking around London alone. And it's really cool the way it's filmed because it feels very old school. Feels like it was filmed on like a handheld camera. And as he's going through London, he meets all these characters. I think my takeaway was, I feel like The Walking Dead and all these other TV shows and movies that have been about like apocalyptic endings stole a lot of things and ideas from 28 Days Later. I really felt like...
I mean, have you seen Night of the Living Dead?
Nah, I think I might have.
The George Romero one from the 60s, 70s?
Yes, I have seen that.
Blueprint. Of which everything else kind of stemmed from in terms of zombie movies.
Yeah,
it's not the first zombie movie, but that's the...
But the 28 Days Later, though, was different was the amount of scenes where there's nobody around. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of zombie movies, every other scene, there's like a zombie coming at you. There's like a 30-minute period where it's just Cillian Murphy walking around the empty streets and like trying to find people.
Yeah.
So I thought that was really good. Overall, I would probably give it 3.5 out of 5 joggers, and I'm excited to watch 28 Weeks Later.
Okay.
I'm pumped up.
I'm hearing that there's don't spoil it, but I'm hearing there's a crazy twist ending.
To 28 Years Later?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
But the thing
was, he wanted to spoil it.
Clearly he wasn't wowed.
Yeah, I know. So, 28 Days Later, I watched, you could check it out on Pluto TV for free. I think it's Disney or HBO Pluto has TV. 28 Weeks Later, and then 28 Years Later is in theaters. Pluto TV's got some really good things. I mean, I was browsing after watching 28 Days Later. There's some good content.
It's one of those made
on Pluto
up ones.
TV.
I don't believe that's real. Like,
and I love how they say unlimited streaming, you pay never. Because
that's what I use Tubi for.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's one of those. So I'm giving it 3.5 out of 5 joggers. Really liked it. Looking forward to finishing the trilogy. Anything you wanted to bring up on Netflix?
This has been the least. I've been on a real deflated movie. It's mostly because of my new Switch. I've been playing so
Are
much
Mario Kart.
Are you
still playing nonstop?
I've been playing nonstop Mario Kart.
Really?
Yeah.
Like,
I've been
get
falling
bored?
Off the movie. Dude, I'm having a good time.
Really?
I'm having a real good time.
You don't get
time.
Enough of Rainbow Road?
No, nah, dude. I'm having fun with it. I started a new show because I'm a show guy now.
Okay.
Abbott Elementary.
Yeah. That's
funny.
So nubs. It's nubs because it's on cable. There's nothing good on cable.
Dude, I don't know. Someone's got to keep cable alive.
Everybody Hates Chris, and that's the guy?
Yeah.
I don't think Abbott Elementary is that good. I've seen it before. All right. You feel like, I felt like you were saying you were watching something.
Oh, yeah. So actually, I want to give out a shout out. There's an old movie that I watched yesterday called White Chicks. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
Oh, you don't think I've seen White Chicks?
I've never seen it.
Literally quote any line from the movie.
Never
throw it
seen
at me.
It. I've never
you
seen it.
Are you kidding
it.
Me?
Don't
I've
call
never
that
seen
an old movie.
Yeah, I know.
You're going to make everyone listening mad.
It is old.
It came out it's because it probably came out before he was born, 2004.
2004, I was one.
Yeah, I was four.
So that's old.
So was this your first interaction with Terry Crews?
No. I was not. I was like, Terry Crews is in this. Oh, my God. And then I actually found myself, I thought it was going to be stupid, to be honest, because I was like, White Chicks? Like, I don't care.
It's a 10 out of 10 comedy.
I didn't know.
It's
again,
a 10 out of 10 if you like comedy.
That was good. That was good. So I do wanted to give a shout out to White Chicks. I thought that was a very good movie.
I'm just like,
But now it's
you go to high school and none of your friends were like, yo, have you ever seen White Chicks before? Like, there's so many iconic scenes from that movie.
I've never met anyone my age who's talked about that movie.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, we're losing recipes. That's just insane to me.
It was like...
White Chicks is iconic.
When we were in high school, middle school, it was like the new Star Wars was coming out. Guardians of the Galaxy was big. Like, that's the type of... Spider-Man,
but
all
like,
that.
But like, my group of friends, like, we talked about comedy movies all the time.
They don't make any good ones anymore.
Yeah,
because no one
like,
them.
I mean, like, I think the one that was like comedy Dumb shows. And Dumber was cool, I guess. Like,
Dumb and Dumber 2 is not very good.
Dumb and Dumber 2 is quite bad. Dumb and Dumber 1, banger.
Dumb and Dumber 1, but you probably haven't even seen that.
I've seen Dumb and Dumber 1. And what's that one with all the friends? What's the one?
Funny People?
No.
All the Friends?
This Is the End?
You're just naming everything.
I do really like This Is the End. I thought the ending is awful.
This Is the End is a banger.
But the ending is really bad. Because comedy movies, it's hard to land the plane.
It is.
White Chicks didn't have a great ending, right? Because it's like, they kind of just end up with a guy, right?
Yeah. It's exactly it's like the girl, like one of the girls.
But the best part is when Terry Crews is hitting on that girl.
That's
like
funny.
Unbelievable.
That was funny. And then like even when she was like, "Man, you suck at basketball." He was like, "Oh my god, no one's ever cared about this much." Yeah. I was like, "This guy's good. This is a good movie."
Yeah. No, I'm gonna put you onto more Wayans Brothers movies. I've seen almost every single one.
Like, I will make it for these amount of Netflix. We'll do as I'm here.
All right. Have you seen the one where Marlon Little Man? Little Man's butt funny.
I will put Little Man
on your list. You probably haven't seen the scary movies.
I've seen scary movies. Come on, I'm not that under a rock. I'm
all
not
right.
Patrick
well,
Starr.
Well, the classic Wayans Brothers movie though is Don't Be a Menace in South Central.
Nah.
I actually have to get the real title. Don't Be a Menace in South Central while you're drinking juice in the hood. Check that movie out. 1996 comedy. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Joining us right now to talk a little NBA draft. It will be tomorrow. The Washington Wizards will be on the clock with picks number 6 and 18 on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. It's our buddy Coach Chris Nockey. What's going on, Coach?
What's going on, Adam? It's been a while.
Absolutely. Tremendous college basketball season. It was fun to get you on the show. We're looking forward to seeing your daughter have success with Coach Odom at UVA. But right now we're talking about tomorrow's NBA draft, and I think you're the perfect guy to get on the show, given the fact that you're working with Maryland basketball as their color analyst. I'm obsessed with all things Ace Bailey, and if he falls to Washington at number 6, that's just the perfect scenario for me. Can you give me your thoughts on what you saw in Ace Bailey, his one season at Rutgers?
Yeah, you know, he didn't have his best game against the Terps this year, but he had some remarkable games as a freshman. Yeah, I remember watching him one night, and he was at they were playing at Northwestern, and he had the easiest 37 or 38 points I think I saw all year long. And the one thing that concerns me, I don't really get this, and I don't understand it, but his what he's doing now in terms of not working out for a lot of clubs that are asking him to work out seems a little bit curious to me. I'm not sure why that would be, but it does look like, because of that he probably would be available for the Wiz. And it could certainly do a lot worse than Ace Bailey, for sure. I mean, there was a time early in the season where he was really sort of a consensus number 2 behind Flagg. Now he's dropped a little bit. Dylan Harper has risen. But, you know, he's a talented, talented kid. And athletic as could be, and really has a nose for scoring.
Yeah, you make a great point with what's going on behind the scenes with him not visiting certain teams. It's very weird. I kind of think there's a bigger kind of picture perspective. It's like, well, these guys have been talking to agents since they were in high school with the amount of money they're now getting to go to college. Like, why would Ace Bailey end up in Rutgers? Because they offered him a boatload of money. And so the agent is so involved, probably too heavily involved. And we heard the same thing last year. Alex Saar didn't want to go work out in Atlanta. He ended up in Washington. We could see a similar situation with Ace Bailey. But in terms of his potential, his upside, you know, how good he could be, I've been saying I think there's a chance he could be a better talent in the NBA than Cooper Flagg. Like, I really think the fact that he can get to his spot in two or three dribbles, the athletic ability from this kid, and he's so young, I think he could even grow taller.
Yeah, I mean, I think he measured 6'7" and a half at the draft, and he, you know, he's a young kid, so absolutely he could grow. He certainly needs to fill out some from what he is right now. And I would agree with you on Flagg. I, you know, while you got to have some huevos to do this, if I were sitting on the number one pick and I could put together a package that included that and maybe, you know, to get the freak to come to my town or something like that, I would be compelled to kind of give that some thought. But yeah, I mean, he's a talented kid, Asus. The world is his oyster right now. He's only going to get better. And, you know, he played on the same team with a very ball dominant guard in Dylan Harper and still was able to have a really successful season. I think he's going to be a very good professional player. If he fell to the Wiz, I'd be fine as a Wiz fan, and I'm one of a dwindling number, I think, but I would have no problem with that happening.
Can you kind of speak on the competition that he played in college? Because to be honest, it's pissing me off with people saying, but his Rutgers team was below 500. If he was that good, they would have been better. The Big Ten's underrated.
Yeah, Big Ten was loaded too. And the fact of the matter is, it was anytime you play two against five, which is basically what Rutgers was doing, you're going to struggle. And those kids were really, really talented. We saw, you know, tremendous game by Harper, a not so great game from Ace Bailey. But that's also part of being 18 years old, you know, being a young guy. They're not going to bring it every single night. Rutgers was just not good beyond those two guys. And the league was absolutely loaded, you know, in the top 10 teams or so. So wins are going to be scarce in a situation like that. That's just the way it is. Now, they were competitive in every game. It's not like they were getting torched every time they went out there. They just didn't have enough. And ultimately, you know, you got to have dudes. You got to have guys. It's just not going to happen for you if you don't.
But last question here on Ace Bailey. What are some current NBA comparisons you'd make if he reaches his potential?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I hope he becomes his own guy, you know. He reminds me of some of the kids who've come out of Alabama, you know, kind of the wispy, you know, 6'7" swing type guys that they seem to have in bulk down there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to come up with a comp, you know, because, again, I saw him at his best when he was at Northwestern, and I saw him probably in his worst game, and that was in College Park. In fact, he didn't even come out in the second half. I think there were some issues, he might have had, I don't know what they were, but I think he might have been sick that night, so I didn't really see the best of him that night. But, the night I saw him play against Northwestern, he reminded me of Durant. Without, you know, he's not 6'10", a legit 6'10", I think, like Durant is, but he had that kind of game where he was making threes, he was getting to his spots, he was scoring whenever he wanted to score, three levels. He was the best player on the floor by a mile, and I was just really impressed by that.
I'm so glad you said that, because that's one of the players that I compared him to. I mean, there is some Durant in the way he can do two dribbles, pull up with a guy in his face, fading away, and it's still nothing but net. I also said a little bit of LeBron with his athleticism, and maybe Brandon Ingram as well. Coach Naki with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's interesting is Washington also has the 18th overall pick. I think they'd be willing to, you know, make a deal with somebody to try to move up. Maybe they package 6 and 18 if Bailey's not available or something. But if they sit there at 18, is there a player or two that you like?
Yeah, I tell you what, you know, a guy who's kind of in the mid-range who was hurt a lot this year was Liam McNeely from UConn.
Yeah.
Who can really score. Now, you're going to be a little redundant if you pick both those guys. If you're getting Ace Bailey at because they're both wings basically. But I think McNeely is just kind of a Swiss Army knife player. I think he's really good. Just a legit all around offensive player. Again, the verdict is out on him a little bit because of how injured he was. For a good portion of the season. But, you know, a guy like him, he's not going to embarrass you. He works his tail off. Obviously, he had to play defense, you know, at UConn. You know, a guy like Asa Newell from Georgia would be a pickup. That's a little different position for you as well. So there are going to be some guys available. I just don't know, in terms of your question, Adam, I don't know if packaging those things allows you to move up to get a guy who's going to make that big a difference other than the – I mean, you're going to find two guys at 6 and 18 that should be able to help you. This team needs players. And I'd rather not swap the two for one. You're not going to be able to move up all the way to one anyways.
Yeah.
I don't see any of the other guys in that top five really helping you like these two guys would help you long term.
Follow Chris Nockey on Twitter at @XCoachNockey, TV and radio analyst for Maryland Terrapin Hoops. So before I let you go, Derek Queen, I opened up the phone lines on my Saturday show in D.C. and I was blown away with the amount of local fans, Wizards fans, that wanted him at number 6. It was just driving me kind of crazy. I think he is a very interesting prospect. Where do you think Queen's going to go, and how do you think his NBA career is going to turn out?
Yeah, I think he's going to be a good player. And I, you know, it's amazing to me how much better he got from January 1 to the end of the season. He learned quickly. He got way more consistent in terms of his practice habits, in terms of the way he played, his production. He's a great guy, great kid. He's going to be great in the locker room. And he's just unbelievably skilled offensively. He's just going to have to learn how to play D. And, you know, how to basically body guys up. But, man, his offensive skill set is through the roof. And I think somebody's, you know, he might slip to 12 to 15, something like that. And, you know, I mean, he could end up on OKC for that. I think they're at 14 or 15, picking at 14 or 15. And he's gonna help it whoever he goes to. I really believe that.
Really appreciate you taking the time, Coach. Thanks so much.
All right, anytime, man.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Here with Stubb running the ones and twos, Biff, our intern for the summer, and every day on AWOD Radio is game day. We close the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night on The Fan.
Every day on AWOD Radio is game day. Home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game day.
Biff, game day, game biggest day. Sporting event of the night. Game day. I don't want to hear you hyping up WNBA. Nationals in action from Petco Park against the San Diego Padres. First pitch, late one tonight, 9:40. I'm going to stay up and watch the Nationals because the young Nats were great at the plate yesterday with a four-run fourth inning. And my goodness, we talked about this in the sports app, but I wanted to double down on just how good of a night it was at the plate for the young Nats. Your young shortstop, C.J. Abrams. 3-for-5. Luis Garcia, 2-for-5. Nathaniel Lowe, 2-for-5. Josh Bell, 2-for-5 with a home run. He's not one of our younger Nats, but they've needed him to have a better bat at the plate. You got Brady House, one of the youngest Nationals, just called up to play third base. He was 2-for-5. Just a lot of good at-bats from the young Nats, but nobody as good as James Wood, who stepped up to the plate in the fourth inning and gave the Nationals a 1-0 lead with this RBI single.
Abrams, good leadoff, second to pitch. Wood swings and smacks it hard to left field. On the run is Sheets, and he can't get it. It's over his head. Abrams held up, now heads around third. He'll come in to score. Wood with a big turn will head back to first with the carom off the wall coming quickly. But he has himself a screaming line drive off the left field wall for an RBI single, his 58th run knocked into the year. And the Nationals are on the board first here in the top of inning number four. It's the Nationals 1 and the Padres nothing.
We move to the top of the eighth. James Wood at the plate, and this time instead of a little RBI single, he clobbers the ball to right field, 361 feet, a three-run homer. Let's take a listen to the call.
Nats trying to tack out of their 6-3 lead. Here's the set. The kick in the 1-0. Wood drives one deep right field. It's hooking toward the corner. Will it stay fair? It hits the foul pole. It's a home run. James Wood bangs it off the foul pole for a three-run shot. The Nationals blow it wide open as they lead it 9-3.
And just like when the Washington Nationals had a young Bryce Harper, a young Anthony Rendon, or even a young Juan Soto, the 22-year-old out of Rockville, Maryland, James Wood, has become must-watch television anytime he's at the plate. The 22-year-old, Biff, is the sixth-best home run hitter in baseball, behind big names like Kyle Schwarber, Shohei Ohtani, Aaron Judge, with his 22 bombs at 22 years old.
That's my guy.
That's pretty darn incredible.
I have a shirt.
You gotta love James Wood. I mean, he could end up being better than Harper and Soto with what he's done so far at just a limited sample size here in the majors after he was called up last year. So it's becoming must-watch baseball, even though the Nats are still way below 500, 33-46, with James Wood sixth in all of the major leagues with 22 home runs, and he just hit one last night. I think he could go yard again tonight from San Diego against the Padres. I think he liked that because he hasn't seen Will Ferrell movies. All right.
I have.
You're on the clock for game day. What you got?
Yeah, it's tough, man. It's one of those days that you don't have a lot of sports going on.
But you're a sicko fan like me. You will find something.
Oh, yeah, I will. And there's a lot of Club World Cup games going on tonight. I would just say watch all of them. Obviously, there's one. I believe it's a Chinese league club and an Australian league. I'm not even going to try to pronounce their name. But winner goes through. And those two teams, their dogfights, they're the good thing about the Club World Cup, they threatened. Like, if you lose, this is your one chance to really show up and show the world who you guys are. So I think those teams are going to fight and die for a win tonight.
Well, I got Chelsea in action tonight at 9 p.m. LAFC against Flamengo will close out Group D at 9 p.m. Stubb, what you got for us here on game day?
Go O's, baby. Game two against the Rangers. We shut them out 6-0. Been a very long time since we have done that as a team. Honestly, the last like month or so, they've been like a 500 team.
Right.
Not playing as bad. The young players are hitting well again. I don't have high hopes for this team, but I'm glad that at least we're kind of playing a level now.
Right, but I want you to track it like this for the Orioles, all right? Yesterday was Monday, 6-0 win over the Rangers. In weeks in which Baltimore goes 4-2, 5-1, or 6-0, you got to celebrate that as a win. 3-3, no. You can't go 500 anymore in a week, right? You got to win weeks.
I'll take that.
Consistently. And so, if you go, like we talked about this yesterday with Hokie Steve, if you start going 4-2 every week, before you know it, you're going to be a 500 baseball team. And you're not that far out of the wild card.
No.
Which is crazy to think how you started this year.
Yeah. Like I said, we're way, way, way improved from the deep depths. And I think we are getting a lot of those 4-3s. If we went tonight, that's a 4-3 in the last seven because we are at the 3-3. It hasn't been that bad. I mean, two losses to the Yankees is the first big stretch of losses in a while. So.
Yeah. So that's what to watch tonight. Tomorrow, NBA draft tomorrow night. Washington Wizards on the clock with pick number 6. And then again with pick 18. It's pretty much a given. Number 1 overall will be Cooper Flagg to the Dallas Mavericks. I really don't know who's going to go 2 to San Antonio. I assume it's going to be Harper and pair another point guard with Victor Wembanyama. But why did they trade for De'Aaron Fox, right? I mean, are they going to be too guard heavy? And then at number 3, is Philadelphia going to make a pick? Are they going to trade? Is Paul George, maybe Joel Embiid, going to be involved in a draft night trade? We saw Kevin Durant get moved, and that was the first domino to fall. 2, Anthony Simons, that didn't do much for me.
No, it didn't.
Because I really don't know what to expect from the Celtics a full year where they won't have Jason Tatum. The Pacers are going to take a step back a full year without Halliburton. The East is wide open. I mean, Miami could get relevant again quickly.
Yep.
It could be Milwaukee if they decide to keep Giannis and maybe pair him with another star. But then you think, will Lillard miss time next season? So the Eastern Conference is wide open. It'll be very interesting who goes tomorrow in the NBA draft because you have picks 3, 4, and 6 Eastern Conference teams with Washington at number 6 and then again at number 18 overall. So I'm all in on Ace Bailey. I feel like I kind of convinced you there.
Yeah, you did. I worry because I don't know if Ace is going to be there. I don't know, but like you said, trading up. I don't know if the Wizards will trade up. Definitely don't see him trading back for sure. But yeah, like if Ace definitely falls, I would be super excited. Watching this highlight just 30 minutes ago got me really excited, especially because it's either that or Konkanipple.
Yeah.
And
Cayman Malawak, please.
Yeah, it's like, I'm good.
If Washington wants to fully get this rebuild working, you draft Ace Bailey and you're trading Jordan Poole on draft night.
That's
he cannot be here for this rebuild to take off. You've been listening to AWOD on the Fan. Thanks to Biff and Stubb running the ones and twos. Grant Poulsen and Danny Ruye drive you home. Grant and Danny coming up next here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Tomorrow, Flying Squirrels baseball during the day. I'll see you guys Thursday at noon here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.